You would have to have the kind of situation that would warrant a national EAS activation.
Aliens. It's the only thing I can see.
We have aliens right in this room.
But they're already here, Jay.
They're already all. Yeah.
That's right.
That's what they say.
And
now the paranoia
everything's
begins.
Fine. So.
Okay, so coming up November 9th, tell us once again what we can expect. 11 o'clock our time?
11 o'clock our time. And this will happen on all radio and all TV. You will see, depending on your level of service, if you have cable TV, you're going to get the blue screen, and all that. It's a test. If you are an over-the-air viewer, you will see a graphic from your favorite TV station. You can tune up and down all the TV stations that you get over the air, and that's all you're going to see. Same thing with satellite. All the channels will have this test. But, you know, you're going to be in, you're going to be out. By the time you get tuned to the third station, it's going to be over. And
is there a number we can call if the test doesn't work for us?
How would you know?
On my TV? Is there a number we can call?
I saw nothing. Not complaining.
Yeah, I want to know what happened to my test.
How would you know to call?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, if you don't get something, we're all going to get it.
If a tree falls in
a forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
I could be watching TV at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'd like to know who I can call if it doesn't happen.
If I hear Michelle Obama telling me not to eat French fries,
Michelle
I'm going to be calling somebody. I'm telling you that.
You are crazy.
No.
Okay, Adrian, we'll be looking forward to that. Thank you so much for that information. And thank you for so much for all your help and caring about us enough.
Wonderful.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
We'll
be right back with Broadview. I have a juror here. So we're going to talk about the big case that's everybody's talking about here locally anyway, the big Walmart shooting. And we're going to talk with one of the jurors when we come back here on Broadview.
The Buzz.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're waiving all origination and lender fees on mortgage loans. You can finance or refinance your home with us at rates as low as 4.25% fixed for 30 years. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Visit us online at onenevada.org today.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Is now open to all Washoe County residents. Visit us online at onenevada.org today or call 827-3880. One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada Credit Union. Your dreams realized.
Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates, because my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
As night arrives earlier, good visibility is even more important. So don't let dim or burned out headlights leave you driving in the dark. Now at AutoZone, get $10 off a twin pack of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlight bulbs after mail-in rebate. See store for restrictions and details. Silver Star Ultra bulbs are up to 50% brighter than standard halogens, so you'll see better. Stay safe with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Jessica heard Jill was trying out for cheerleader, so she said,
Jill is fat and no one likes her anyway.
What she was really thinking was,
I'm afraid she'll get my spot on the squad. Being a cheerleader is what defines me.
Kids bully for a lot of reasons. None of them are good. But you can intervene. Stick up for yourself or a friend. Even confide in a parent or teacher. Find more tips at flipthescriptnow.org. Sponsored by the Caesars Foundation, Nevada Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. I've been waiting to get to this point, JP.
Here we go. The Walmart shooting.
John Ghislaine, the Walmart shooting. I'm just going to admit it right now. I was actually called to jury duty on that case. Yeah. Never been called before. I have been called, but I haven't gotten it. Being in the media, usually they segregate you out. They say, oh, you're in the media. You've heard too much about it. But they didn't. I tried. I mean, on that Monday when they were picking jurors.
You compressed them with your ignorance.
I tried. I did. We all did. I mean, and I want to welcome juror number one here. Thank you so much for coming in. This means a lot to me. I can't even tell you.
Absolutely. My
I
pleasure.
Thought I'd have more. I've invited everyone.
How many are on the jury?
There were 14 of us.
14?
Yes.
14. So two alternates then.
Yes, there were two alternates. They didn't come into the deliberation, but they were there for the entire testimony and everything.
In case one of you days. Took off for the hills.
7 days. We were taken out of our regular life. And juror number one was one who tried because she's a single mother, I'll say, and was kind of concerned about how was she not going to work
right.
during the day.
Self-employed, yes.
Self-employed. And you were concerned about that, weren't you?
It put a lot of stress
right
on
there.
It mm-hmm. put a lot of stress on me.
But you didn't think they were going to pick you, did they? I mean, did you?
I missed it by just a person if they hadn't gotten rid of another...
Oh, sure. That's right. They
I
had
was
called.
The last one sliding in.
Well, let's talk
and
about.
They were not going to let go of me because they let go of what 8 other people before me.
Yeah, because everybody was trying their hardest to find a reason, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the process a little bit because it has kind of changed.
Yeah, it's funny when I've mentioned it to my friends and clients, they're like, "Oh, well, why don't you just say you don't like blah blah blah?"
Yeah, or you don't believe in it
go, well,
religiously,
you are
or
in front of 60 people and. It just isn't as simple as that.
You start feeling creepy by going, no, I can't.
If you have any integrity, you can't just go in there and lie.
Right.
That's what you're trying to
right.
say.
And people do, to get out of it because they think the same thing we thought, and we did think it. Oh, my gosh, I have to work. I've got a family. I can't just, what's going on, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And there were close to 70, 75 people in there. Here's the new process. It used to be you'd get the, what's it called? That you have to
summons?
Sign out. No. They send you, first of all, I want to say application, but it's not.
It's like a questionnaire.
It's a questionnaire. Exactly. Thank you. They send you a questionnaire, and you fill it out, all these things. Have you ever been this and that? And hey, you know. And you send it back. And then 2 months later, I got a card. Well, I've been called before for jury duty. And one time I called on Friday because they tell you call on Friday and see if you're needed. And it said, no, don't bother coming in. I said, good. Then this time, I called on Friday and it said, yes, be there at 9 a.m. And I thought, well, okay, I'll go. Because one time I went in and by 9:30 I was out.
Right.
They said, okay, we don't need you, go. And they paid me $10 and I was out of there. That doesn't happen anymore. Everybody has to stay. That was the new process. Nobody gets paid except those picked for jury duty.
Even though
that
you
day.
Have to stay.
You have to stay until the whole process mm-hmm. of selecting 12 jurors and two alternates are picked. So that was till noon or 12:30, wasn't it, before we actually had
Yeah, because I think
members
the trial
the jury.
Started at
yeah,
1:30
about
1:30
after we
I mean,
had lunch.
It was
lunch.
Just wham, bam.
Wham, bam, and we were into the trial.
So that close to an actual jury sitting, they mm-hmm. started the trial?
They started mm-hmm. the trial that day. Right after we were, then they dismissed the rest of them, said thank you very much. The judge was very, Flanagan, I'm going to mention his name because he really was dear to my heart. He came out right away and... I'm just going to say, of course, we're all sitting there going, okay, hurry up with this. We want to get out of here. I got to go to work. And he comes out, in 1772, back 2500 years ago. And he tells us the whole process of how it became that we wanted to be judged by a jury of our peers. And he laid the whole thing down for us. And I found myself going, well, that's interesting. I mean, names I didn't even know from history. But he yes. told us how the whole process happened, was taken from here and then to the English, and then we revised it when we came to the colonies. So we were very impressed with that. So that took some time. He was a very patient
well, for
man.
Me, for me personally, mm-hmm. he could have cut to the chase. Like
yeah, she was like that the whole time, though.
At the very end, he finally says, this is the one thing your country demands of you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to serve military service. You don't. He even brought up you don't have to pay your taxes.
I know, but I didn't agree with
what,
that.
What
but
was that all about?
Well, you could go to jail, but you could choose taxes. Not to. That's right. I guess I could have chose not to be on the jury, but I would have been in jail, and really, who's going to watch the kid?
Exactly.
It's funny you're talking about this, because just this week, some judge got furious when there were no jurors in the pool to sit a jury.
People don't realize.
So he called 200 and some people who didn't show up for with their jury summons, mm-hmm. and he sat them in the courtroom, and they all had to come up with an excuse, or they went and sat in the holding cell.
Well, it is the truth, and it has gotten to that point where everybody tries to get out of it. We saw it, like she mm-hmm. said, there were eight people
but
that came
But you better
and
at
went.
Least show up when you get the summons.
Yes. I mean, we all have jobs. Yeah. We all have to go through that, and I did feel the same way on Monday. By Tuesday, and I think you were feeling it a little more on Tuesday, we were feeling a responsibility, mm-hmm. and we were feeling kind of proud. No, you didn't go that far?
I didn't put a...
Not quite proud by Tuesday?
I just was committed.
We were committed, weren't we? Mm-hmm. And the thing that was interesting is we began to block out everything else that was going on in our lives. I mean, I know you're thinking of your daughter continually. She was thinking of you. Knowing, though, that you were taken good care of and you were safe, we all began to really focus for not only the public, but for the defendant and for... everyone.
It was quite a process. I was, you know, mm-hmm. it's not like the TV, you know, they keep it short and sweet until
right.
the next
they gotta have
deal
it done
and,
in an hour, right?
You know,
right.
TiVo through the commercials, but no, this way you were you were stuck.
Was it emotional for you, juror number one?
I would have to say after the verdict I felt nauseous and just a lump in my throat, and I just felt like I got hit in the stomach. It was not a good feeling.
Do you feel like we did a good job?
I do. I don't question our